Imagine a small group leader meeting with a man named Robert. Robert is discouraged. His business is struggling. His marriage feels tense. His prayer life is dry. The leader has just learned the Grace and Truth discernment map and wants to use it well. But instead of listening, he pulls out the list and says, okay, question one, what grace is present? Question two, what grace are you missing? Question three, what pain needs naming? Robert grows quiet. The map was meant to help, but now it feels like an interview, a checklist, or a spiritual inspection. That is what we must avoid. Jesus did not treat people mechanically. He noticed people. He asked questions. He listened. He challenged. He healed. He taught. But he did not reduce people to a method. In Mark 10, when blind Bartimaeus cried out for mercy, Jesus asked, "What do you want me to do for you?" That question honored the person in front of him. The Grace and Truth discernment map should never become a machine. It is a ministry tool, not a ministry master. Ministry Sciences reminds us that structured tools can help leaders notice more carefully, but tools can also become harmful when used without presence, timing, consent, and wisdom. The gospel distinction is this: we are not trusting the method to save or heal, we are trusting Christ. The map simply helps us walk with people more attentively. What helps? Use the prompts prayerfully and selectively. Ask permission. Would it be helpful if we reflected together on where you may be seeing grace and where life still hurts? Listen for the person's readiness. Let the conversation breathe. What harms? Rushing through all 15 prompts. Forcing reflection. Treating tears as a problem to solve. Using the map to control the person's story. Leaders must remember, discernment is relational. Sometimes the right prompt is pain named. Sometimes it is lament invited. Sometimes it is boundary considered. Sometimes it is simply quiet presence. The Grace and Truth discernment map works best when the leader is humble, not hurried. It helps us ask better questions, but it does not replace love. It helps us notice more of the person's life, but it does not replace the Holy Spirit. It helps us guide a conversation, but it must never become a spiritual checklist. The leader's posture matters. Slow down, ask permission, listen deeply, use the map gently, and remember, ministry is not mechanism. Ministry is faithful presence before God.